This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Senator Romaine Quinn is endorsing Marine veteran Kevin Hermenning in the Republican primary for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Quinn announced the endorsement Tuesday, calling Hermenning prepared and ready to lead based on his experience as a Marine, financial advisor, and former school board president. Hermenning is widely known as the youngest of the 52 Americans held during the Iran hostage crisis, where he spent 444 days in captivity before later serving 13 years in the United States Marine Corps. According to a press release, Hermenning said Quinn has always put northern Wisconsin communities first and said the endorsement carries significant meaning because Quinn understands the challenges facing families across the region. Quinn currently represents Wisconsin's 25th Senate District, which includes Ashland, Bayfield, Burnett, Douglas, Iron, Polk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. The Republican primary election for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District is scheduled for August 11th. The Wisconsin State Patrol is joining law enforcement agencies across the state for the annual Click It or Ticket campaign running now through May 31st. The national campaign focuses on seatbelt enforcement and public awareness ahead of the busy Memorial Day travel weekend. Officials say drivers can expect to see more officers on patrol, encouraging motorists and passengers to buckle up. According to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, more than 7,600 crashes last year involved people who are not wearing seatbelts. Those crashes resulted in 145 deaths and nearly 1,900 injuries among belted occupants. Officials say wearing a seatbelt remains one of the simplest and most effective ways to prevent serious injuries and save lives in a crash. They're also reminding drivers that Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and ticket motorists for failing to wear a seatbelt, with higher penalties for transporting unrestrained children. You can find more information about the campaign at nhtsa.gov. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Senator Romaine Quinn is endorsing Marine veteran Kevin Hermenning in the Republican primary for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Quinn announced the endorsement Tuesday, calling Hermenning prepared and ready to lead based on his experience as a Marine, financial advisor, and former school board president. Hermenning is widely known as the youngest of the 52 Americans held during the Iran hostage crisis, where he spent 444 days in captivity before later serving 13 years in the United States Marine Corps. According to a press release, Hermenning said Quinn has always put northern Wisconsin communities first and said the endorsement carries significant meaning because Quinn understands the challenges facing families across the region. Quinn currently represents Wisconsin's 25th Senate District, which includes Ashland, Bayfield, Burnett, Douglas, Iron, Polk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. The Republican primary election for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District is scheduled for August 11th. The Wisconsin State Patrol is joining law enforcement agencies across the state for the annual Click It or Ticket campaign running now through May 31st. The national campaign focuses on seatbelt enforcement and public awareness ahead of the busy Memorial Day travel weekend. Officials say drivers can expect to see more officers on patrol, encouraging motorists and passengers to buckle up. According to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, more than 7,600 crashes last year involved people who are not wearing seatbelts. Those crashes resulted in 145 deaths and nearly 1,900 injuries among belted occupants. Officials say wearing a seatbelt remains one of the simplest and most effective ways to prevent serious injuries and save lives in a crash. They're also reminding drivers that Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and ticket motorists for failing to wear a seatbelt, with higher penalties for transporting unrestrained children. You can find more information about the campaign at nhtsa.gov. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new trade agreement between the U.S. and China could bring relief to Wisconsin farmers who rely heavily on exports. Under the deal, China is expected to purchase large amounts of American agricultural products over the next few years. Soybean growers say they've been selling about half as much to China due to past tariffs, and any increase would be a big help. Ginseng producers say most of their crop still goes to China, but they're also exploring new markets. Some details of the deal, including how much each product benefits, are still unclear. The Republican candidate for governor says he supports an FBI investigation into the 2020 election. Speaking at an event Monday, Congressman Tom Tiffany said the probe should continue to determine if there were any problems, and if so, charges should be filed. Multiple reviews, recounts, and court rulings have already confirmed Biden's win in Wisconsin. Tiffany has previously voted to challenge election results in other states and said there were improprieties in 2020. He also says more changes are needed to improve election integrity. And a pair of Wisconsin students are heading to Washington, D.C. for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Cromrie Middle School's Arnav Vempati earned a spot in the national competition after finishing second in the Badger State Spelling Bee. He is reportedly the first student from the Middleton Cross Plains School District to take part in the event. Vempati will be joined by Ethan Robert, an eighth grader from New Berlin Eisenhower, who won March's state competition. The National Spelling Bee starts next Tuesday at DAR Constitution Hall near the White House. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A chance for a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at Wrigley Field, game three of the Brewers and Cubs. The crew won again last night, 5-2. Jake Bowers with two hits and an RBI. Garrett Mitchell driving in a run. Bryce Terang, a two-run homer in the eighth. And the Brewers starting pitcher, Jake Mizorowski, striking out eight batters and said he was inspired by his teammates.
I saw the guys on the other side doing their job, so it was one of those things that, like, I got to figure out my stuff and do my job on my side.
So the Brewers are now in first place, a half game ahead of Chicago, while the Cubs have now lost four in a row. What's their level of concern?
Well, we got 115 to go, and so they beat us the first two games. They beat us for sure, flat out. We got to come out and try to salvage a game.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to around 36 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s. We are watching the possibility of a little rain on Friday into Friday night. Other than that, a really nice Memorial Day weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.